Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and His return is imminent. And I thank the Lord that He is. God thinks of everything. I say that often, and you know I say it often. If you listen to me often, you know I say that often. The Lord is moving mightily by the Holy Spirit. Why? Because He is looking for people. His eyes are running to and fro in the earth, looking for people He can show Himself strong on their behalf. He's in the motion of redemption, covenant redemption, and everything that God does is out of His wonderful love. He cares about everyone, and I thank the Lord that He does. Now, the work of the Holy Spirit is so special to me. And He enabled me to see things that I never seen before. I was telling my wife just recently that the Lord taught me things that man couldn't teach me. Somewhere in your life, there's going to be something you need and nobody will be able to teach you but the Lord. Now, a friend of mine, Leroy Thomas, told me that years ago. He said, before your life is over, one day you're going to be in a situation, can't nobody get you out but God. Trusting God is the only way you Well, the things that I learned, I could have did what others did. Other people had the same problem I had, and they dealt with it variedly. And these, you know, many problems. But I wanted to get to the root of it. A lot of times people, when they dealt with temptation, for instance, they just went to church a lot and stayed out of trouble, which is wonderful. They multiplied their efforts to know God. They prayed in the Holy Spirit. They did all kinds. But I wanted something that I didn't know and hadn't seen anybody do. And I stayed after the Lord about it. Now, if you listen to these broadcasts, I talk about it. One day, I would say, I'm going to learn this. And I would feel God's peace because I made a choice. Getting to that point where you make that choice, I'm going to do whatever it takes to learn from the Lord this situation. And I'm going to pay attention to the Holy Spirit. I'm going to learn this. And I can feel God's peace come upon me. Now, the reason I bring this up, definitely not to brag about it, but to show and only to show that if anything you want to learn from God, you can learn it. That's the purpose. That's what I'm trying to relay. Because sometimes people think, well, if my pastor didn't do it, or if, let's say, well-known men of God didn't do it, or they didn't talk about it, then there's nothing new, you know, there's nothing else to learn. That's not true. Every generation is going to be faced with problems. You know, Jesus said, don't take no thought for tomorrow, because tomorrow will take thought for itself. Well, in the God will always be able to give you knowledge and wisdom. Don't worry about what you don't have, and don't worry about what others didn't teach you. Sometimes you can learn it through the volume of what they said. Now, the things that I learned, the Lord used people to help me learn until I got to a point where He could teach me. So I'm still standing on the shoulders of others. They I learned to follow God, listening to Elder Lewis, watching how he did sermons, and Bishop Bonner. I learned many things that helped me get to a point that I could trust to hear God and know it was Him. So, but once I found that out, that the Holy Spirit came to guide us into all truth, I didn't let up. I said, I'm going to learn this. And that's what I love about the Lord. In every radio broadcast, I believe every one I ever did, I honor the move of the Holy Spirit. God is moving mightily by the Holy Spirit, and He is. In Genesis 1, it said the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the earth. Didn't say stop. People stopped listening, but He didn't stop moving. Now, I was watching Andrew Womack last night. And you know how you hear, you know of a scripture and you don't know where it was. You look for it in different books. And he was sharing some things, and he used the scripture. It was 2 Chronicles 16:9. I just partially quoted, didn't do a terrific job of quoting it, but here it is. It says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly, therefore from henceforth thou shalt have wars. Now this, I know what this is. That's King Asa when he shot the arrows at the command. No, it wasn't. At that time, Hanani the seer came to Asa, king of Judah, and said unto him, because thou hast relied on the king of Syria, and that's it, and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thine hand. Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubims a huge host with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because thou did rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thine hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. This proves that the Holy Spirit is moving on the earth. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Sincere people that just want to know God. Just like the babes that Jesus talked about. He rejoiced because the Lord revealed great things that the prophets didn't see, the babes. They were obedient people who follow him. Their heart was perfect toward him. Herein thou hast, he's talking to Asa again. Herein hast thou done foolishly. Therefore from henceforth thou shalt have wars. Then Asa was wroth with the seer and put him in a prison house. For he was enraged with him because of this thing. And Asa oppressed some of the people the same time. And behold, the acts of Asa, first and last, lo, they are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. And Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet until his disease was exceeding great. Yet in his disease he sought not the Lord, but to the physicians. And Asa slept with his fathers and died in the one and fortieth year of his reign. Now, a person who has walked with the Lord and done great things and entered into great glories, like I talk about, there's no reason to fall back like Asa did and rely on men and rely on physicians and not seek the Lord. See, this also proves that if you don't receive the messenger that Jesus sent, you won't receive Jesus. If you don't receive Jesus who the Father sent, if you don't receive the messenger, you don't receive the Father, Jesus, you don't receive the Holy Spirit, and you don't receive the Father. Asa got in strife against God and put the prophet in jail. So this is important to understand, because people still do these things, and it's important to always follow the guidance of God. There are so many glories we must enter into. Everything you can learn from God that'll be a new glory to you. Salvation was once a new glory to all of us. We enter in through Jesus Christ. And then healing is a glory some people enter. Some people were taught years ago, especially in the 70s, 60s, 70s, they were taught healing went out with the apostles. Well, those preachers died out. And then when TBN came along, you had less of that teaching because people had more light. You know, Christian people will watch Christian TV and they'll see healing testimonies, and it became a new thing. You know, it works like a wave. When some people enter into it, while some people hold fast to the old doctrine, and when they enter into it, they get healed, and then people start getting healed. Well, the preachers that preach that healing went out with the apostles, that doesn't make sense anymore. And people will love them, respect them, and hear what they have to say, except that. Because they entered into a glory, and the residue of preachers that still teach that, they stayed to themselves, they secluded themselves, and they couldn't learn what people who entered into those glories of healing did. Now, once you're in the ring, you can see what others can't. Now, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is a glory. Prophecy is a glory. Now, watch this. Accurate prophecy is a glory. to some people, tongues is a glory. Interpretation and the gift of tongues, interpretation. Then we enter into them. Some people, sometimes the Spirit will prompt people and they hold back. They don't enter in and they don't yield to the Lord. But those that begin to yield to the Lord, they enter into new glories. That's a new glory to them. So, since the Lord is trying to find people he can be a blessing to, his eyes, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. If because this is true, you don't have to cower down when you're standing for the things of God. You can enter in. The Lord will usher you into new glories. Don't be afraid. If you trust the Lord, you'll enter in. If you don't trust, if you trust something else, you're going to be hindered from entering in. And there's always, every glory I ever entered into, that was a pushback. That I had to break through some things. God told Abraham to leave his country, his kindred, and his father's house. And sometimes as I enter into new glories, I knew for a fact that people wouldn't agree. So I knew not to bother them about it. A lot of things I didn't even tell anybody. When Mr. Austin let me hear the Believer's Authority by tape series by Kenneth Hagin, I listened to it diligently. And when then the Lord trained me as I entered into that a greater measure. I entered into a greater measure of authority. I did use authority before I heard it. And we did that at the church, but it was more limited because there was still a doctrine that whatever happens, God was behind it. God, I remember hearing a lot of preachers saying what God allowed. God allowed the enemy to do this. God allowed the enemy to do that. And then all it takes is a little bit of doubt to turn your faith off. So you're hoping that the enemy don't do you like he did Job. You know, you're thinking about that. That's in the back of your mind. That's how you think. But guess what? Satan has no covenant. He has hijacked authority. He get it from worldly people. Everything he has is stolen, hijacked. He got it through lies and debauchery. He has no living covenant from God. He was thrust down, not just pushed out of heaven. He was cast down. He was thrust down like lightning. You know, Jesus saw this, and sometimes I try to imagine it. But, you know, I could see him falling, getting thrust down like lightning. So if you're concerned about God allowing Satan to do something to you, that's a waste of thought. Why? He has no covenant. We do. We have full covenant. We have the full covenant of Jesus. Jesus said, all power in heaven and earth is given to me, and I give unto you power. Why? To tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the devil. I love it. The enemy can't win. And I was thinking about the country, and I know of things that's going on. I heard about the white train that they have to capture Christians and take them off. In America. And they don't even have seats. It's got shackles to take Christian people to their death. Now, this was made known by reliable sources. God raised up Steve Quayle to warn his people and to show what the enemy is doing. There are people in our government behind this. And people talk about secret societies and all these kind of things. Well, guess what? There are wicked people. Wicked people don't just sit around and wait on something. They have a plan. And the enemy has hijacked authority. And some people give in to his wickedness. Politicians, businessmen by politicians, wicked people by politicians, they pay them. These people are rich and wealthy. They can do crazy things like this. And that there are wicked things going on. If you sit back and don't pray, if you sit back and refuse to pray that for God's intervention in not only your government, but every government. It's not about whether you like the politician or not. We're supposed to love everybody anyway. And I do. I don't have a problem loving my enemy. Even the ones that want me dead, I can love them anyway because I have the living love of Jesus in me. I don't hate them. They hate me because, with a cause, without a cause. They may not know me, but the animosity against God is on those that are wicked. People that are, anybody that's friends with the world, they have enmity against not only God himself, but all of his people, his word, his prayer, everything about God. They get upset. Now, I've seen people do this. If God do something wonderful, they get upset. I've seen people's countenance change. If God bless one of his people, some people get upset. Listen to this. The Lord said, all who love the world system have one thing in common. They share an unconditional enmity with God. You hear that? So some people are wealthy, and they really have a bitterness against God. The first generation didn't want God in their thinking. All right? These are people who have graduated in Satan's kingdom. There are witches, there are warlocks, there are Illuminati type people. There are people that got wealthy. Satan promised them something, and when they got rich, they have to do his work, and they don't care. And you know, there's a lot of wickedness going on, but we have authority over it. He said, all who love the world system, not just people who are wicked, even a Christian person, if they start loving the world somewhere, they're going to become an enemy against God too. Because Jesus warned his own people not to do this several ways. All who love the world system have one thing in common. And when the Lord spoke this to me, I said, Lord, what is it? I was trying to figure it out. Because he was answering something I saw a man say about Obama on Sid Roth. He had a vision that Obama said he was going to mess the world up. And he can get away with it because he was black. That's what he's, you know. It's on Sid Roth, the guy, a black guy, prophesied this. He saw this was the dream. I said, how could a person be that low down? That was my question to the Lord. He said, all who love the world system have one thing in common. And I tried to figure it out. I don't hate Obama, but my question was, why would a person do something like that? And then the Lord, this was his reply. He said, all who love the world system have one thing in common. They share an unconditional enmity with God. No matter how hard they attempt to hide it, it's there. Only people who believe God love God. He said, only people who believe God love God. Only people who seek the Lord through Jesus Christ with faith know God. All who love the world have enmity against God, and they will not enter in the glories of the Lord. Nor can they value it. They will never yield. They are opposite. They are fallen. They remain fallen, saith the Lord. They are not subject to me, nor can they be. Only those who love and come to truth will receive salvation. All others will reject it, according to the parable of the sower. Of their own free will, they will reject it, according to the parable of the sower. Some people receive the word, then because of hard times, they, you know, when the sun comes up, they have no root. Just like a plant that has no, it dies in the heat of the sun. So when people are challenged, some people, I'm out of this. And some people, they worry too much about this life. And they can't, and the word is choked. And they can't bear fruit. They can't be like Christ. They can't live in his likeness. See, our fruit is his likeness. Living like he does, loving like he does, growing in wisdom like he did. Everything that Jesus did, when we do it, it's fruit. But see, those that love the world, they reject it. Of their choice now. You can't pray and ask God to save them because they keep rejecting the word. You can tell Satan he can't hinder them, and you can remove Satan out of the way and ask the Lord to send laborers, people that can explain things to him. I do that. But if they love the world, none of it will work. If they have no light in them. See, when people have no light in them, that's when Satan can take control and use them like a puppet on a string. Satan will bait them into everything he wants to do, and they will do it. And they don't necessarily like Satan. And the Laodicean church is a satanic church, basically. They're miserable people. They're miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Miserable, wretched, poor, blind, and they're the opposite of what God told Adam to be. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion. So that's what we're supposed to be. That's what we're called to be. We're covenant people. We're not some wilderness walking half-hearted bunch. Those that love God, we're not like this. But they that love the world, they become this way. And then there are those like King Asa. He had victories when he sought the Lord. Then he stopped. Why did he stop seeking the Lord? Why did he start seeking man? See, when you start having a love for this world, it changes you. It changes your heart. It changes your heart set. Now, today I was thinking about the nation and all the things that I know of that's going on, things the Lord showed me. I've had dreams myself of things that's happening. And the enemy is going to use fear tactics against people. You know, I had a dream he's going to use fear tactics. And when people get in fear, that he can manipulate them. You know, he'll try to get, just like Nebuchadnezzar, he tried to get, the Lord showed it to me when I wrote The Spirit of Egypt. I overlooked it many times till I wrote the book, The Spirit of Egypt. The reason that Nebuchadnezzar told them they couldn't worship any god, only the idol that the statue he put up, was because he was afraid of all these people. If you just imagine for a minute, you're the king of all these nations. You've conquered them, taken them out of their homes, killed some of their family, people they cared about. Now you're their king, and they go to and fro throughout your country. And the ones that surrendered, you don't know whether you can trust them or not. And the masses are kind of outnumber your soldiers now. So you're looking out there, and the devil wants full control. So he tried to get tempt. The people were already afraid of Nebuchadnezzar, but he tried to tempt Nebuchadnezzar to be afraid of the people. So you can't worship any god you choose. Now you got to worship this statue, and then you're going to be all right. That was the plan. That was Nebuchadnezzar's plan. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego wouldn't bow down to the idol. And the same furnace that they made this crazy idol, they put them in that furnace. You know, it's got to be the same one. and they made it seven times hotter than it was supposed to be. So when they opened the door, it killed the man that was trying to put them in. But they came out of it and didn't even smell like smoke because the Lord was with them. That's you. This is what you can do. When anything you read of the victory of others, this is you. This is there for your admonition. God is trying to tell you, no matter what happens, you stand, I back you. Because his eyes are looking, they run to and fro, trying to find somebody that'll stand for something. So today I was praying for the nation. I said, Lord, I want to pray for the nation every day, starting with Israel. And the Lord gave me rules, only pray for those who follow him. So I started praying for the most sincere Jews that love Jesus, and the most sincere. I started with the those that are covenant and in covenant and anointed, the obedient anointed. I started with them, the Jews, and then obedient anointed people of God in every nation. And I asked the Lord to give them knowledge and wisdom ahead of the world. Whatever the world's doing, I ask the Lord to make his people who love him aware of it so they can reposition themselves. You know, they're trying to do things that just way that's going to put people into a terrible disadvantage. You know, the food shortage that Steve Quirk prophesied about way back and before 2020 is here now. So people of God need to start growing their own vegetables now. We need to have the wisdom to stay ahead of things. And we need to vote in politicians that are not greedy. How do you do that? Don't vote for the people who voted against you. Don't vote for the people who take bribes. How do you do that? Holy Spirit will show you how. If he can guide you into all truth, he can help you vote right. And he can raise up people that will do right. And he'll let you know who they are. See, when you do things by the Holy Spirit and not by the news media, you can get something done. This is how you win. Now, I was at the store today, Freon, they're trying to phase out. I'm a mechanic, you know. 134A Freon. It's pretty reasonable. You can buy it for $8 a can sometimes. Sometimes 10, sometimes 12. Depends on where you get it. If you catch it on sale, you might be able to get it less than $8. But the guy at O'Reilly was talking about it, how the government is going to limit them to only sell 12 cans to one person per day. And one tank to one person per day. So in a few years, they're going to do away with it, just like they did our 12 Freon. And they're going to sell the high price Freon, which for $80 or $90 for 8 ounces or 12 ounces or whatever it is. And he said something that's very interesting. The people who have the patent on this thing, when the patent runs out, they go to another Freon. And nobody else can make it but DuPont. So it looks like they bought some politicians, didn't they? And now they come out with the Freon. Why can't other people bid on, you know, why do they have to use this particular type? Well, when people do what people do in the dark, the Lord will bring it out. The government, the people that take bribes and they write these laws to benefit. That's monopoly. That's not right. Now, can I prove this? No. Well, whoever has the patent can be researched. And the politicians that made these laws can be researched. But it's an easier way to fix the problem. As a consumer, involve the Lord. You know, I don't like injustice, monopoly, and you know, things like that. That's not right. And the Lord, you know, he wants us to love people because the wicked are going to do wicked. They're guaranteed to be wicked. And they're guaranteed to do wicked. But when you do things that's underhanded, you know, that's not right, is it? But this is the thing. Being a consumer, we don't have to put up with it. We can involve God and God can move on our behalf. Not just to help us from secret injustice or whatever. But see, we can stay ahead of what the enemy is. Ultimately, the enemy is behind this stuff. He raised up people to be greedy that way and do wrong. I don't know the people of DuPont or, you know, or whoever did these things. That's what the guy said. So, people do things that's wrong. And this corruption affects people's lives, and nobody should be manipulated, but the devil is trying to, So we need to pray right. We need to be a person of character. And I'm not afraid of man. You know, the position that people take of their own free will, that's the position they take. But I warn people that do that. You're not going to like what's going to happen. Because many people are going to look down, just like Isaiah said in chapter 14. And they're going to narrowly look at the devil. That tricked them in. Everybody to go to hell, they bought a lie. And you know, verse 12 says, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nation?" So he does do these kind of things. "For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also in the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, Is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness?" You see that? "And destroyed the cities thereof." You see that? He got a plan to do this. This is prophecy, folks. "That open not the house of the prisoners, all the kings of the nations, even all of them shall they lie, all even all of them lie in glory, every one in his own house. But thou art cast out of the grave like an abominable branch, and as the raiment or clothes of those that are slain, thrust through with a sword, they go down to the stones of the pit, as a carcass trodden underfoot. Thou shalt not be joined with them in burial, because thou hast destroyed thy land and slain thy people, and the seed of evildoers shall never be renowned." So some people are going to be looking at the devil knowing that they got played. That's what's going to happen to everybody that do secret evil and won't repent from it. Now, I'm out of time. The Lord is not. But he's mightily moving by his spirit. And he will bless you from now on.